Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After two Boston firefighters were killed trying to douse a fast-moving fire at a Back Bay home last March, federal inspectors concluded that a Malden Welding Company was responsible, and that company was fined. But now, as WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, those fines have been reduced.
More than 150 firefighters responded to the blaze at 298 Beacon Street on a windy, brisk day last March. 40-mile-per-hour winds fed the blaze so that by the time a ninth alarm was ordered, firefighters were already dealing with an inferno.
In 30 years, I've never seen a fire travel that fast, escalate that quickly, and create such havoc in such a short period of time. That fire was blowing like a blowtorch out the front.
Then Deputy Fire Chief, now Fire Commissioner Joe Finn, speaking just after two firefighters were killed. 33-year-old Michael Kennedy and 43-year-old Lieutenant Walsh both died that day, as another 18 responders were injured. Days after the fire, authorities concluded a Malden company, D&J Ironworks, was responsible. The company had been doing welding next door at 296 Beacon Street, where it's believed a spark carried by heavy winds ignited the blaze. In response, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration fined D&J $58,000 for a range of violations, including three counts of inadequate fire protection. That fine has now been quietly reduced, down to $42,000. Marcy Goldstein-Gelb, with the Massachusetts Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health, says that reduction is actually pretty standard for OSHA citations.
With an OSHA penalty, you pretty much expect that it's going to be reduced.
The Safety and Health Coalition, along with the AFL-CIO, produces a report called Dying for Work that tracks workplace fatalities in the state, including Massachusetts firefighters. The report from last year says that in 2013, OSHA reduced fines for companies who'd had workers die on the job by an average of 29%.
The problem that we face with OSHA being as effective as it needs to be is that companies know that they can go back to OSHA and sort of haggle with them and try to get this reduction.
D&J's original fine was comprised of 10 separate violations, from improper hazard communication to inadequate fire protection. The fines related to the fire, safety training, and fire protection were not reduced. Two phone numbers listed for D&J Ironwork have been disconnected, and a Facebook message sent to the account believed to belong to the company's president has not been answered. Officials with the union representing Boston firefighters declined to comment, as did Mayor Marty Walsh. Both cite an ongoing investigation at the Suffolk County DA's office. A spokesman there says criminal charges against D&J Ironworks have not been ruled out. The company is already facing several lawsuits related to the fire. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.